Hey everybody, thanks for tuning in. The next 10 minutes are inspired by a college plan and a weightlifting plan. I hope you enjoy it. Welcome to the engine. I'm in test prep for college. Every student that I work with wants to go to college. That's just the way it is. I've never worked with a student. Actually, I did work with one student who was kind of iffy about it, but his parents were really hammering the idea of going to college and the benefit, and he did turn it around. He really decided that it was going to be his thing, and he was on board, and he made it happen, which was great. But everybody comes in with plans to go to college, and that's what I'm here to do. I'm here to support them. And a lot of times people come in, the majority of people come in with a reasonable kind of balance, okay? So they know, they're like, all right, look, I gotta take this test a couple times, most likely, and then I gotta write some essays, and I gotta apply, and you know, I'll do the best I can, and I'll be all right no matter what happens. And they're right. They're 100% right. They're gonna be all right. But sometimes I get students that are really way more worked up than that. They're really intense about getting specific grades. They're really intense about getting specific scores and admissions into specific schools. And they will make themselves absolutely insane to get these things. Now, this is really risky for a number of reasons. So first, they obviously have this idea that one particular school is the only school they can go to. Now, if you're dealing with somebody who needs an engineering program, or you're dealing with somebody who needs some specific like nursing program or something, I could get behind that and just say, okay, look, you want to be, you know, the world's best engineer, you got to go to like MIT or Caltech or something. That's fine. You're probably not going to Chico State trying to be the world's best engineer. But in the absence of that kind of situation, then how do these students really know that like Vanderbilt is the only school that they'll be happy at? Or how do they know that it's like Stanford or Yale or, you know, UW is the only school that they will be happy with? There are all these problems that pop up with like, what's the thought process leading you to believe that this is the only place you could possibly go that will allow you to be happy? So there's that flawed thought process right out of the blocks. But what drives them, however they got that idea, it does drive them to insanity. And we could argue that that's kind of a community idea or a societal idea, that it's like there's only one fit and like there's only one track to do this, which is a horrible idea. I mean, there are plenty of people who've never gone to college and are overwhelmingly successful. But the idea is stuck in their head and they'll kill themselves to get there. And you get students, and I've had some recently, who are younger, they're just juniors, and they are hell-bent on getting in to these very specific schools. And I've been thinking a lot recently about how can you really talk them off that ledge? Because that's a crucial thing. And one of the biggest things that I've realized is that this is not just young people that do this. That's silly. And it's not just with college. It's everyone does this. And I started thinking about weightlifting. And I know that seems very odd, but first off, I'm not good at lifting weights. I have a lot of functional strength. I have great cardio. I got great grit and heart. I can't bench, you know, like 300 pounds or anything. But every time I've tried to start lifting weights, and I lifted some in college and whatnot, but when I do start lifting weights, the most frustrating thing is that when you start lifting, you are supposed to lift really light and perfect technique for like 6 weeks or something to build up, because you have ligaments and you have tendons and you have muscles and you have all of these things working together. You got joints and everything. Your elbows can get jacked up. And if they're not properly acclimated to the weight, then you get screwed up. My brother actually had this bout, and I watched him go through this kind of series of injuries over and over and over, because every time he would start lifting, he would want to start maxing out. Now, again, he's not a bad person for doing this. He has great ambitions and drive, and he's putting in the effort. He's not being lazy. He's saying, look, I want to push it really hard. And he does. But almost every single time, his shoulder would get screwed up, or his pec would get screwed up, or there would just be some injury, and then boom, within 6-7 weeks, there's no more lifting weights, and he's actually had a couple of surgeries on his shoulders. Here's the thing. The goals are the same in my mind. My brother wants to be great at weightlifting. These kids want to get into college. We all have desires for our future selves, and that's fine. It's no problem. I know they're drastically different in context, but the idea is the same. I want my future self to be something different. I'm not going to put this enormous effort into it. Fine, beautiful. That's great. But because you have that goal, because you have that plan, the problem is your plan and the way you go about enacting it, your goal, your drive for that goal, actually destroys your longer-term goal. In the case of weightlifting, if your goal is to be really strong and, you know, big and look awesome and whatever, if your goal is to do that and to be really tough, and you train so hard that you get injured and you can't make it happen, then your goal actually destroyed your goal. Your goal of getting up to speed and being strong and stuff as fast as you can actually destroyed your goal of ever being strong and fit. And it's the same thing with college. I see students push so hard from such an early age. And I have parents that call me sometimes when they have kids in middle school. It's like, oh my gosh, get off the phone with me right now. I don't want to hear from you, if I ever hear from you again, for like 4 years. Don't call me back until your kid's a junior. Because if you push somebody from an early age like that, if you push somebody, if they're pushing themselves from an early age, because they have goals, their goals and how they act out those goals initially may actually be prohibitive to the long-term goal. And that's the thing. People actually have two separate goals. You have the goal of getting into college and going to a great school, but you also have the goal of doing everything you possibly can right now, today, to do that. And one of those things, doing everything absolutely possible right now, could actually prevent you from hitting your longer-term goal. So it's not just the goal. It's the fact that we have multiple. Is it good for me today? Is it good for me in a month? Is it good for me, you know, in 2 years? You lift really hard on your first day. You feel awesome about it because you're pushing and you're grinding, all this stuff. Yeah, it's good for you today because you feel like you're getting close to your goal, but it's not good for you next week. And it's certainly not good for you in 2 months when you can't lift anymore at all. So you have to temper your desire to achieve all of your goals at once. You have these series of small goals today, this week, next month, blah, blah, blah. And if you're not looking at your longest term goal and making sure that your daily goals align with that long-term goal, then you might as well just admit that the things you're doing today are really just entertainment and have nothing to do with the long-term. It doesn't work to say, hey, I want to be really good at, let's say, jiu-jitsu in 2 years, and then train so hard over the next month that you get injured and you can never train again. If your daily and weekly goals are not aligned with the 2 and 3 year goal, then you don't actually have 2 and 3 year goals. You just have nice thoughts and then a lot of useless movement flipping around here, just making yourself feel better. I'm working really hard. Great, you're working really hard for nothing. You're not really working hard at something. Remember that goals are great. I have them. You have them, I hope. But even I have to take a step back constantly and say, look, what is my actual long-term goal? And if my daily goals and weekly goals are not supporting that and in line with that and taking it into consideration, then I don't really have goals. I just have daily and weekly entertainment that's going to keep my mind occupied for a bit until I can't do it anymore. And then I'm going to move on to something else. And when you look at it that way, you see your goals in a completely different light. Try to remember that. I'm Matt Todd, and this is the unit that drives me. Go out and crush it.